Well, they say that birds of a feather flock together, but where exactly are they flocking to? Or more importantly, where are they flocking from? Dr. Kate Brandis is very interested in these mysterious bird movements. She's a joint research fellow with the Uni of New South Wales Centre for Ecosystem Science and the Australian Nuclear Science Technology Organisation, or ANSTO. She's the project leader of the Feather Map of Australia. Dr. Brandis, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, talk to me about the Feather Map of Australia. What is the project doing?
Okay, so the Feather Map of Australia project is a citizen science project where we're asking members of the public to collect feathers from water birds that they find in their local wetlands and to send them in, and we analyse them and work out which wetlands the birds have been using and how they move around Australia.
Now, how are you working out which wetlands these are coming from?
So as a bird grows its feather, it keeps a record of the food it's been eating, and each wetland has its own unique food source. And so by looking at the feather and the signature of the diet that the birds have eaten, we can work out which wetlands they've been visiting.
This is really fascinating. I had no idea that they kind of had that, feathered history attached to them.
They do. Feathers are really amazing because they're made of keratin, which is the same as our hair and fingernails. And once it grows, it doesn't change. So it sort of is a time capsule. It locks in the information at the time it grew. And what we're using it for is to look at diet.
Now, I've got to say, I've never heard of someone doing joint research with both the Centre for Ecosystem Science and, of all things, ANSTO. That's an interesting combination.
It is. But what it does is it combines the ecological aspect and our questions about which wetlands water birds are using and the analytical tools that ANSTO have, which we can use to access the information recorded in the feather.
Now, what's the response been like to the Feather Map of Australia project?
It's been huge. So we launched the citizen science component in March 2016, and since then we've had a huge response. Thousands and thousands of feathers have been sent in from hundreds of wetlands across Australia, and we've had a whole cross-section of the community be involved, from preschools and kindergarten classes, high school classes, seniors group, school holiday programs. Everyone's been really behind it, and we've had a big response, which has been fantastic.
What are we hoping to find out? What's the end result of this project?
So we're hoping to find out which of the key wetlands water birds are using across Australia. And then by knowing which are the really important ones for habitat, we can target our management of those wetlands to ensure that they stay healthy, functioning wetlands for these birds to use.
Now, I mean, Sydneysiders often, you know, we do like to pour a bit of dirt on the poor old ibis, the bin chicken as we call it. But clearly, I mean, its presence in an urban environment is a direct result of a lack of wetlands that would be its traditional environment.
Yeah, that's one theory, is that when it's dry, the ibis come from the inland and move to the coast and utilise the coastal fringes and urban areas. They're really good at using those urban areas to their benefit. And then when we have big wet seasons, when our wetlands flood in the inland, then the theory is that they move back into those wetlands.
I'd not heard that was just a theory. I assumed we were genuinely seeing a result of kind of environmental degradation, but is this possibly a bit more organic than that?
Yeah, there's no concrete proof that the birds from the coast move inland and then move back again. We're actually running a project at the moment with Macquarie Uni looking at genetics of birds that are on the coast versus birds that are in the inland and seeing whether there's a mixing of populations. But there's never been any tracking of movement to know definitively whether the birds are going backwards and forwards. I mean, you see birds on the coast and you see birds in the inland. When we have big breeding events on the floodplain wetlands, we definitely see a lot of white ibis. But whether they're the same ones that come to the coast, we don't know.
Interesting. Now, are people still able to help? Are you still looking for feathers?
We are. The project wraps up on the 30th of June this year, so there's still a little bit of time for people to get involved. We have a website which has all the information of where people need to send the feathers to, the addresses, scientific licenses and things like that allow them to collect feathers for the project. And if they send them in, we can incorporate them into our analyses.
Look, I'm just fascinated by how many feathers you must be storing at the moment. It must be an entire warehouse by now, practically.
There are thousands and thousands, but feathers are fantastic because you can stuff a whole envelope full of them. So so what I've actually got is bags full of envelopes of feathers. So they're really good in that they don't take up a lot of space, which is fortunate.
Well, Dr. Kate Brandis, I know people can get involved. I'm pretty sure the address is feathermap.ansto.gov.au. We'll have links up on 2scr.com. Bit easier to find. We'll make sure people can get through there. Thanks for chatting this morning.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.